Welcome to Oh, the Places We'll Go. I'm Beth Bacon.
And I'm James.
This week, we're watching the world as it opens, and we'll guide you through the ups and downs of traveling safely and how to abide by the rules. Well, traveling across borders has never been more complicated. I don't know if you've been seeing what I'm seeing, but holy crap. Now, I sat down and looked at how to travel safely while the pandemic is continuing, and it's confusing as heck.
It is. Like, when I went to the airport, like, as a kid, you know, for, like, vacation, it was like, oh, hey, we're on the wrong area. Try to get there in 5 minutes away across the airport. And it's just so horrible. But now it's just, it's a train wreck. It's a train wreck, honestly. I don't even know how people are deciding to go on vacation right now. Not even because there's a pandemic, but it's just so confusing. Why would you want to hurt yourself like that?
Right? I mean, the rules alone seem to change day by day, even sometimes hour by hour, and certainly country to country, even province to province. I mean, I'm pretty sure the rules in my province in Newfoundland are quite different than what's going on in your province of Ontario right now.
Oh yeah, of course. And I think that would create so much more confusion when you're trying to meet or talk to a family member being like, yeah, hey, you can now travel to XYZ country. And they're like, hello? What? And you can't do that. And it just causes big confusion, you know, maybe some small fights and just, it's just horrible.
Yeah, it's wild. And it's just, I can't even keep up on the rules anymore. I mean, even when we look at what's required of people coming into Canada versus people leaving the country, completely different, going into different countries. And even, I mean, Canadians aren't even allowed to travel to everywhere right now, hey?
No, like only a few places. And I find it a bit funny because I was reading like, hey, what's going to happen? Where can you go? Here's some protocols. And it's like non-essential travel is now allowed. And I don't really know how you would even regulate that in an airport. Like, people can just obviously lie, being like, oh, yes, I need to go see or go to a surgery all the way in Miami, you know? Only Miami has a surgery. I can't go. So it's not like the rules were already set in stone / enforcing anything. I feel like you just lie through that.
Yeah. I mean, we're seeing that. We're seeing a lot of that. A lot of different ways of people getting around those rules. I don't know if you've heard of the idea of vaccine passports, but a lot of people, yeah. So the idea is that if you are fully vaccinated, then you can get paperwork that's essentially like a passport, or an extension of your existing passport that would say that you are fully vaccinated against COVID. Recently, it came to light that two travelers from the U.S. were fined $20,000 each for fake vaccination documents. And this is exactly the lengths that people will go to travel. And travel for what?
Do you know what I think it was? 100% hot girl summer.
Yes.
Sun's out, fun's out, you know, you've been working that quarantine workout. Gonna show off your
behind. Amazing. Yes. I don't understand why people are like, they're literally buying these documents when they could just go get the vaccination for free.
I don't really get it. I know a lot of it's because, hey, we don't know the side effects that will happen in like 10 or so years, like whatever's going to happen. And it just reminds me of, honestly, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm pretty sure this is true though, like polio was like, oh no, the polio needle, like what's going to be the side effects? And they got all these celebrities being like, I got the side effects, encouraging others to do. So it's kind of cool seeing that nice repeating pattern like throughout history. That was just kind of like a small rant, but like a side tangent, but still.
Well, no, because I mean, history repeats itself too, right? So it's good to look back on the, you know, other,
like other, I guess, medical or diseases throughout history.
Yeah, like historical medical moments,
yes,
that are, just, I mean, this is, you can't ignore what's going on right now.
Some people can. On August 9th, American citizens or permanent residents of America who are currently in America or live in America who have met specific criteria to qualify as a fully vaccinated citizen can come to Canada. And what's confusing me is that they're just saying so much stuff. Like, they can just say, if you live in Canada, no, sorry. They can just say, if you live in America currently and are American citizen, you can come to Canada on August 9th if you're fully vaxxed. But they're just putting so much words in there unnecessarily. And I just don't understand it. On September 7th, all foreign nationals who qualify as fully vaccinated can come to Canada. Like, they said that so much smoother, you know.
I just think that's how we word things, honestly. And I feel like we see that a lot in things like this. It's necessary to be wordy because they're literally covering their own ass, right? They're not necessarily easy to navigate. I was just thinking about, like, new Canadians who may not have a great grasp on the English language or even the French language, which those are the two languages that all of our laws and regulations would be written in. If someone were a new Canadian trying to maybe travel home to see a sick family member or something, how would they be able to navigate those words? Because we can barely navigate those words. Like, that's wild to me. That's, why is it so complicated? Why does it have to be so complicated? Well, our friend Rob travels to the USA for business, and he was kind enough to give us a few tips to make your journey as smooth as possible.
There is a website from the U.S. Embassy travel restrictions fact sheet that will help you go through this. It will outline the travel that is allowed at the moment. Again, depending on which state you are planning to travel into in the United States, the CDC has actually created a really cool, very helpful page called the Travel Planner that lets you search by state and what the quarantine requirements are. Do they have businesses that are closed to travelers? Any COVID testing requirements? Are masks mandated? Limits to gathering sizes and other information. The next requirement is a negative COVID test. Now, this is very, very important. Negative COVID test within 72 hours of your flight. Pay attention to the type of tests. There's different tests out there. I suggest going to a private clinic that guarantees results within 48 hours. If you're fully vaccinated, you can usually bypass the quarantine period. If you are fully vaccinated, which I, again, suggest that you do before you do any travel into the US as a Canadian, make sure that you also download the Health Gateway app. This is the app from the government that will have your records saying that you are fully vaccinated, that you have both shots on certain dates. It's a little bit clunky, a little bit tricky, like most government sites and apps, but it works. Okay, so it shows you officially that you are vaccinated. It has official proof of both your vaccinations.
So what do we know? I think most of what we can say for sure is basic common sense. Here's what I would recommend if you were traveling on a plane in any time in the near future. Wear a mask. Be vaccinated.
Don't be dumb.
Don't be dumb. 6 feet apart, always. I would also say bring hand sanitizer if possible. I don't know what I'm assuming that the liquid laws are still similar. So you can't bring anything more than, I don't know, like 10 mils or 15 mils or something ridiculously small like that. But if you can, bring some sort of sanitizer, hand sanitizer, sanitizing wipes, something. And just use your common sense. Use your brain. Don't be hugging strangers. Don't be licking doorknobs. Don't do any of that.
Just don't be stupid.
Don't be stupid.
And we touched on what's happening when you leave Canada. But right now, what I kind of find interesting now, when you're coming back from Canada, there is no longer the 3-night hotel stay over, which basically means you don't need to go to a hotel for 3 nights and like quarantine for like a tiny bit. You can just go from the airport to where you need to go. And I like that because like it shows that we're actually progressing. We're like, we have a handle on it. And, you know, it's not as bad as before where you have to, you know, quarantine for like 3 days at a hotel.
But is that true? I would say that right now our numbers are down in Canada. This is a whole other segue, but there is a fourth wave coming.
Yeah, December, I heard.
Yeah, so the Delta variant is strong, like strong. Has recently been stated as being just as infectious or more as chickenpox.
Chickenpox 2.0?
So it looks like maybe getting on a plane right now isn't the best idea. If you do, please use common sense, but maybe it's not the right time. Maybe just get out in the woods again.
Well, I hope you learned something new this episode. I'm James.
And I'm Beth.
And this was Oh, the Places We'll Go.